This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 408. Why Hussein is stoked about writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll meet Hussein, a Three Keys student who won the Writing Wizard contest this month. Learn from his extremely impressive vocabulary and his amazingly positive attitude. Hello, wonderful and awesome IELTS candidates. We are going to talk about writing today with a special guest, another wizard winner. Remember, guys, if you want to participate in the Writing Wizard contest and win a free 15-minute class with me, as well as come on the show, you have to be in our Three Keys course. All right. Hussein, welcome to the show. Can you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Hussein Al-Mamun. I am from Bangladesh and I work for a private company and I am an assistant software developer.
All right, awesome. And Hussein, how often do you get to talk to native speakers?
Actually, to be honest, this is my first time, and in my whole life till now, I didn't meet or I didn't speak with any native speaker.
That is amazing. Guys, can you imagine? Like, I just think this is incredible. Like, the very first time you get to speak English to a native speaker is on a podcast. Like, that is so cool. I am super stoked to be the native speaker, and I am really proud of you for like having the confidence to do this today. I think that's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about your essay. So, one of the most impressive things in your essay, the most impressive features was your vocabulary. Hussein, can you tell us, how do you know so many awesome words?
The vocab I use in your course, and I bone up one those vocab from your channel, and from that perspective, I would tell you that all credit goes to your channel, such as IELTS Energy TV, All Ears English, and actually I am a big fan of your channel, and I didn't
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Guys, if you are not already a subscriber to our YouTube channel, go to YouTube, subscribe to IELTS Energy TV. Like Hussein said, there are a lot of vocabulary videos. And obviously, they are working because Hussein's going to score really well for vocab. Let's talk about the writing process. First of all, Hussein, have you taken IELTS before?
To be frank, this is gonna be my first time, and I didn't seek for IELTS before.
Okay, fantastic. Did you learn how to write an English essay before?
It's an interesting question to me, because when I answer the question, then you will get When I studied at university, at the time I had a little chance, chance to study English, because at the time I had a subject, one English, but I didn't write such type of academic essay till now. But So that's why when I got, when I won the wizard essay, at the time I was out of this world.
That's awesome. That's so lovely. So I think this is really like given you a lot of confidence here, not only in the writing, of course, because you wrote the best essay, but like we said, also in speaking. I think I am so proud of any of our students that come on the show, because I can only imagine how nervous I would be if I had to speak another language and be recorded. So I think all of this is fantastic. Oh, and you know what, guys? I'm just going to share this. Hussein didn't realize that he would get that 15-minute little class with me. So that was another like really positive sort of gift that he got today. So that was, it was really, really good. Okay, cool. Let's see. So let's talk more specifically about your essay. Can you tell us the steps or the process that you went through in writing this task two essay?
To be precise, actually, I utilized your template when I writing task two essay, because the template you provide us, I think it's super vital, because the linking words you used here, it's good, but it's standing for maintaining the sentence or actually the template you provide it's good because I got three or four types templates for each type of essay, and I think it's mind blowing in this course.
Excellent. That's awesome. So the thing that has helped you the most is knowing this explicit organization, having the linking words to connect all of your ideas. Yeah. So that's a huge thing that you can get from the course, but naturally you have to have something to say yourself, right? So, how did you come up with these ideas? You had like really good examples and details in your essay. I'll read a little bit here so our listeners can understand why you won. So the question was about reading for pleasure, right? People don't do that anymore. People should read for pleasure. So that's what the question was about. The causes of this and then why people should read. So this was a good, mixed question type, really good practice. So in your second paragraph, you say, there are some blatant and obvious causes of this problem. The first is that ready-made and glamorous stuff, which is tremendously attractive to young individuals for amusement nowadays, is available online. For instance, after opening PC or a personal gadget like a phone, a person utilizes different kinds of social media, and having chats, making calls, watching videos. Okay, so that is just a brief glimpse into the wonder that was Hussein's essay. Guys, you could hear all that amazing vocab, right? The key is in description. Hussein is a very descriptive, lots of awesome adjectives. Come back to our website, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and I will type the example I just read, I will put in the blog post, okay? So search Hussein, H-O-S-S-A-I-N, and you can read some of this writing. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to learn the same strategies, the templates, the linking words, the vocabulary that has made Hussein such a fantastic writer, get into our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so let's talk about the brainstorming process, Hussein. Is that easy for you or difficult?
First of all, it was a little bit difficult, but when I get used to it, it has been super easy to me, because first of all, when I got the question, I underline the keywords from the question, and because I can fulfill my task assignment, and consequently I follow your 3 steps, such as plan, write and check, and then what I do, I'm telling, I use those keywords to generate my idea with W's words. I can give an example about this. For example, the question is, many children are not fit and healthy as they are compared to the children in the part. In this question, the keywords are, many children are not fit and healthy and compared to the children in the past. And I use W's words to these keywords, like why are not fit and healthy, how are not fit and healthy, where are not fit and healthy. In this way, I proceed to write this such type of essay.
So in your brainstorm, are you brainstorming vocabulary as well, or just ideas?
Just ideas. Okay. I have a vocab list. The vocab I collected. When I start writing, those vocab are in front of me, and I take help from this list when I get stuck. Yeah.
Perfect. That is exactly what you should be doing. So guys, you can learn from Hussein. You can learn from his writing process today. First, you need to have a vocabulary notebook, right? That's the first step. And then keep it in front of you while you write. Secondly, when you read the question, underline keywords. As Hussein was saying, this should start your brainstorming process as you're focusing in on the keywords. Brainstorming, it is a skill that needs to be practiced. Just like Hussein said, it's not easy to begin, guys. This is a skill. You need to go through this process of coming up with ideas, of generating ideas often, before you can feel confident in it and become quick at it. So that's perfect. And then, of course, while you're writing, it is very helpful to have a template in mind so you don't have to worry about linking words or organization. That is already done for you. Okay, awesome. Hussein, do you have any last piece of advice for our listeners today on how they can also be such a fantastic writer?
Actually, the thing I believe, necessity knows no law. If a person has such type of necessity, then he or she will get success. But quintessential thing I will tell, just go with the course, and I think you will be successful.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Hussein. I agree with that advice. Guys, listeners, I think you guys can really use this episode to add to your vocabulary notebooks today. Hussein has given us so many amazing words. Like he just said, quintessential. I love that word. I use it a lot. Guys, listen to this episode a couple times. Take notes on Hussein's amazing vocabulary. Add add it to your notebook. And if you are in our course, go to the closed Facebook group. Talk about the vocab that you learned from Hussein today, and we could do some example sentences together. So yeah, this is a great learning episode today, Hussein. So congratulations on your amazing writing, and thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your advice.
Yeah, thank you too for having me.
My pleasure. All right, Hussein, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.